I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Bond has been set at $100,000 cash for a 21-year-old Campbellsport man suspected of driving under the influence and causing a fatal two-vehicle crash. Dakota Krieger made his initial appearance in Fond du Lac County Court Wednesday on charges of homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle and two counts of causing injury operating while under the influence. The accident happened last Sunday morning at the intersection of County Highway V and Mill Pond Road. Krieger allegedly failed to yield the right-of-way at the intersection, pulling into the path of a vehicle driven by a 68-year-old Kewaskum woman. The woman died at St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac. Krieger and a passenger in each of the vehicles were injured. According to the criminal complaint, he told police he had been drinking the night before but stopped at 6 p.m. A passenger in his vehicle said Krieger had been drinking as late as 4 a.m. the morning of the crash. Law enforcement officials in Fond du Lac County Tuesday afternoon were able to apprehend a man wanted for burglary in multiple Wisconsin counties. A sheriff's deputy spotted 50-year-old Toby Mullins of Rib Lake riding a bicycle on Lakeshore Drive near Lone Elm Road in the town of Friendship. The deputy recognized Mullins, who had an active nationwide felony warrant. The deputy tried to make contact with Mullins, who abandoned the bike and then fled on foot onto private property. Additional deputies, state troopers, Fond du Lac police, a sheriff's office canine, and drone were used in the search. The drone and canine were used in a dense marsh to locate the suspect, and law enforcement officials took him into custody. Appleton police say they have arrested a 17-year-old in connection with a shooting earlier this month at Arbutus Park. Police said officers were called June 7th to the park at 556 West Packard Street for a disturbance and reports that someone had been shot. Officers found a teenage victim with a gunshot wound that was not considered life-threatening. Investigators said the shooting stemmed from a targeted confrontation involving people who knew each other. Police identified Owen Nyam Hondoro of Appleton as a suspect. He was taken into custody on Wednesday and booked into the Outagamie County Jail. Watertown's Marine Corps Aero Park has added another piece of Americana to its appeal. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Located near the Watertown Airport, the park is already home to a 9/11 memorial, an actual piece of the South Tower. This past Memorial Day, they celebrated the addition of a permanent replica of the Vietnam War Memorial Wall. In scale, it's about 80% of the size of the original wall. State Senator John Jagler, who lives in Watertown, says the replica cost $500,000. All the funds were raised independently by the Marine Corps League.
Through corporate donations, through people giving $5, $10, $20, they raised all of this money. And so it is done. It's a reality. And then they had the big goal of getting it done by Memorial Day, and they even accomplished that.
The American Legion also had a hand in bringing the replica to the park. The wall is available for viewing 24/7. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The plan for a hangar project at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh is moving forward. On Wednesday, Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz signed a resolution authorizing a 47-acre lease with Volaire Hangars. Volaire Hangars, based in Arizona, will lease the space to house 100 hangars and related facilities. The county is leasing the space to Volaire for 50 years, which means there's no cost for taxpayers. According to the agreement, the lease would generate just over $700,000 annually in the county revenue by attracting new pilots, jobs, businesses, and visitors from all over the world. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.